Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, were you able to stay up late last night? Because if you did, you got to see the U.S. women's hockey team ending a 20-year gold medal drought with a thrilling shootout win over Canada. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hello there, Mike.
Hi. Best moments of the game, to my eyes.
the shootout?
Oh, or the whole thing. The whole thing. It was a great game.
Tell us more.
U.S. goes out to a lead, then they surrender it, then they equalize in the third period into the shootout, which, you know, I really don't love it in soccer. It doesn't seem to comport too exactly with what the sport is. But after an overtime period, you got to find a way to end this thing. The U.S. men lost in a shootout where they couldn't score a goal. It seemed like they couldn't even lift the puck off their backhand. Hey, I'm not here to denigrate the U.S. men. We're here to suitably glorify the U.S. women. And it was a back-and-forth shootout with great saves and incredible dekes to score the gold medal winning goal. It was a great game. And also, let me point out that these are the best female hockey players in the world, and that's another reason why this tournament, the women's tournament, is better than the men's tournament, because there you have, you know, whatever, the 350th best Canadian hockey player in the world, because the best ones are in the NHL. So that's why we should be much more excited about what the women have done than what the men
have. Absolutely. And Canada has been so dominant for so long that it's got to make this win for the U.S. women that much sweeter. And I just want to mention, was it just last year that the U.S. women advocated for equal pay for their Olympic hockey play as the men get?
Yeah. And this is a trend among all the U.S. women's teams, including the soccer team. And, you know, if you, like I said, they delivered the best moment. I don't know how it will correlate to ratings or money, but if you're a fan of the Olympics and American sport, this was great.
Awesome. All right. So the U.S. women's hockey team has brought home the gold. But I'm wondering, overall, what do you make of this Winter Olympics for Team USA as a whole?
Well, it's not been great, although yesterday was the best day in terms of medals. The U.S., back in 1988, they did so poorly that they had to – these were before the X-Styles slope-style snowboarding events were in. I think they only won 6 medals in traditional skiing and skating events, and they did a total overhaul, and they got better, the United States did. And then the Winter Olympics wisely chose to embrace a lot of the X-Style sports, and Americans were already great at that. So I think what happened is – it was just because of the sports that were selected for the games. There was a little bit of glossing over of the American programs to develop young athletes in things like skiing and in sports like all the sliding sports, for instance, or speed skating. Now that the rest of the world has caught up to a large extent to the Americans in the snowboarding events, we're beginning to see how, if we prioritize this, how sports like bobsledding, lugeing, skeleton, all the speed skating sports are really ignored in America. And, you know, as a country, we could say that's fine. We'd rather do other things. But if it's going to bother us every 4 years that we don't do well in the Olympics, there are definitely ways to fund and prioritize those sports.
Well, Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst, and he hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.